Leading the news this morning, the victims and their families say last night's guilty verdicts and the trial of Jayant Patel have brought closure. The 60-year-old former Bundaberg surgeon has been convicted of 3 counts of manslaughter and 1 of grievous bodily harm. Patel will be sentenced tomorrow and his lawyers are expected to appeal against the manslaughter convictions. The popularity of the New South Wales government has plummeted in the latest news poll. The opinion poll in today's Australian newspaper indicates primary support for Labor has dropped 6 points to just 25%. The coalition is on 46%. That's the worst performance of any state government ever recorded by news poll. Mildura in northwest Victoria will today become the first place in Australia to have its analogue TV signals switched off. Free-to-air channels will only be available on digital TV sets or through set-top boxes. The analogue signal across Australia will gradually be switched off over the next 2.5 years. America's new top commander in Afghanistan has indicated the security situation in Afghanistan is tenuous. General David Petraeus is appearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee after President Barack Obama nominated him to lead the war. General Petraeus says he supports the president's plan to begin withdrawing troops in July next year. And in Greece, riot police have clashed with protesters outside the National Parliament in Athens over proposed austerity measures.